opened it up. And I don't want to wrap up today without making sure all of you in Santa Cruz County, Pima County, and Pinal County aren't absolutely perfectly aware that next weekend is the Saba Home and Garden Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They've had a little time here where they were trying it virtual due to the COVID protocols. It's back live. It's in the Tucson Convention Center, one of the absolute best home shows in the state. They do a great job and have been at it for many, many years. So for those of you in Southern Arizona interested in shopping the services or the accessories you're considering for your home, the Tucson Saba Home Show is a great place to get it done next weekend. And then, of course, you're talking about food. You always got the food court out back. Can't right. go wrong with the food court at Saba, that's for sure.
Let's hope the tri-tip's back. That's all we think about.
That's right.
I got news that it's not. So, but they also have come up with some great other food trucks. So check them out.
Well, what are your takeaways for today?
Gosh, there was a lot. Greg Peterson's Urban Farm fruittrees.org. If you are interested in learning more about planting and caring for citrus trees, or just listen back to that 8 o'clock hour, you can find it on our website. There was so much information about how to plant, how to nurture, how to care for, kill.
and he brought in a whole new layer of information.
Yes, he did.
On thriving.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to do to get your citrus to be thriving? And those were points I had never heard before.
Really great information. So that was my takeaway. Just I want to plant something.
Okay. I'll tell you one takeaway for me is don't retire to Florida. They're spiny, what do they call it? Spiny-tailed iguanas in your toilet. I just can't imagine going in there in the early morning.
Cajun boy, man. You've woken up to alligators,
throwing the lid open and seeing that thing in there.
Yeah, you know, she's got a point, too. Because Rosie and I grew up in Cajun country, and they're, you know.
Nothing bothers him. Are you kidding?
Yeah. But, I mean, I've heard stories of water moccasins in the toilet and all that.
Oh,
and
man.
All that other stuff. But I think after hearing that, I'm going to have to turn the light on when I get up.
When you're visiting your sister in Florida.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I got a takeaway. Actually, we just had Brent on from Daisy Mountain Fire Department. I live alone in my house, and I keep the doors open. But he had mentioned when you go to bed at night, fire prevention, we close the door. That way, if a fire happens in the house and your door is closed to the bedroom, you have a lot of time to escape, provided you have a proper escape plan. Never thought about that.
It buys you time.
Great tip. Thank him for joining us this morning. That was super information.
Also, the CO2 placement, because we talked about that
right.
this week as well. Where to put them. And also a CO2 and a smoke detector, I believe, in each bedroom.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And they actually make combo units as well. But the new code requirement says we need that smoke detector in every single bedroom. And if you're going to invest in it, and maybe your house isn't wired for it, the best is that the alarms would be connected by hard wire. And if one goes off, they all go off. Well, that can be kind of a big job in a remodel. They do make radio frequency connected units that if one goes off, they all go off. Now, I will tell you, we've had mixed results from those, and you have to kind of fine-tune them, and it takes a little extra diligence to get those dialed in right. So but they are available.
So they're not oversensitive? Is that what you're saying? Like they're not all going off all the time?
Right. And then it's bad enough if you're in a 3 or 4 bedroom home that one of them goes off for some unknown reason. Well, then they all go off. You know, throughout the whole house. So there's no chance of anyone sleeping through that. So the interconnected radio frequency is available. The CO detectors need to be about 5 foot above finished floor or higher. Carbon monoxide is lighter than air, so it will raise up. So you want to capture it as it goes up. There's strategic places you shouldn't place your smoke detectors in and around hot showers, steamy situations, kitchens. So take a look at take a listen to our podcast, take a look at our newsletter on this might be a great time. You were talking about holiday gift shopping. Giving your family the security of a good CO, carbon monoxide detector, and smoke detector alarm system would be a very honorable holiday gift that you could give the family. So consider that. And then my biggest takeaway was a repeat in our studying of plumbing of a lesson I learned about 5 years ago from my friend Scott. DIY plumbing repair by Scott. You never go down the plumbing aisle with a handbasket to fill. You go down the plumbing aisle with the big cart, and you just throw everything you might think you need into the cart, go home, spread it out, do your plumbing repair, and then make one return trip for all of the things you didn't end up using. So just the reminder of that lesson was valuable to me. It was one I had forgotten. Stumbled across it in our research for A Day in the Life of a Plumber and how great a service and career and lifestyle that can be. It's our third in a series where we've talked about air conditioning technicians and installation experts, as well as electricians. Trades are a great place to pursue a career, a great quality of life, and it's only going to get better because the demand for trained technicians is skyrocketing. Y'all have a blessed week.